This month, Peabody Dance celebrates its centennial. Through a Maryland Humanities Council-supported traveling exhibition, community programs, and living history performances, Marylanders can discover the Peabody's history within the context of dance in Baltimore and statewide, major historical figures in dance, and national dance movements. Lisa Green-Zudek, teaching artist, Peabody dance professor, and programming director for the Centennial, tells us what's in store.
Common bodily experience is the basis for the visceral power of dance and is why movement immediately elicits sympathetic emotional and sensory reactions in audiences. But while the human body is a constant, the way people express themselves using their bodies changes as culture changes. For these reasons, dance offers a special link to history. The exhibition, Moving History, History Moving, Stepping Along the Path of Peabody Dance Through 100 Years of Maryland History, opens at the Peabody on March 28th and travels to libraries in Wicomico, Harford, and Cecil counties throughout the year. Moving History reveals the many local ways that larger social trends and cultural attitudes came into conflict with or found embodiment in dance at Peabody. Here are a few examples that the exhibit illuminates. In our earliest days, when students performed dances inspired by Isadora Duncan, they were required to wear knee-length bloomers and cotton stockings beneath their tunics. When they did dance barefoot, they were chastised in the newspaper. In the late 1920s and 1930s, Bessie and May Evans conducted pioneering field research on Native American dance. Bessie Evans, who was white, taught Native American dance at Peabody. She and her white Peabody students performed in red face paint. Yet the 1932 book that Evans authored, originally titled American Indian Dance Steps, was the first book on Native American dance and remains a valued resource to scholars today. In 1954, 6 months after the Supreme Court mandated desegregation of American schools, Mary Hinkson, an African-American dancer from Martha Graham's company, performed on Peabody's stage in a production of Amahl and the Night Visitors and cracked the door open for black dancers at Peabody. A multitude of public programming enhances the experience of the exhibit at each site. Interactive scholar talks, Discover Dance Days, and Living History performances offer additional opportunities for Marylanders to engage with their history through dance. The Living History performance, On the Shoulders of Giants, 100 Years of Male Dancers on the American Concert Stage, is performed by dancers from the tuition-free Peabody Dance Estelle Dennis Boys Program. These young dancers transmit the stories of pioneering male dancers from earlier eras, including Ted Shawn, Jose Limon, and Arthur Mitchell. Each of these male dancers dealt with discrimination, crossed social barriers, and catalyzed audiences and other dancers. In celebration of its centennial, Peabody Dance offers Marylanders fresh ways of experiencing and engaging with their history through dance. We invite you to let history move you.
Learn more at peabody.jhu.edu/dance100. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities, such as archaeology and sociology, that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.